With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Yellowstone National Park has increased the reward for information about the shooting of one of the park's most well-known wolves. This more than a month after offering an initial reward. Park spokesperson Morgan Worthen.
We encourage anyone who has information to share that information with the National Park Service Investigative Services Branch, and that the park will continue to provide more information about this ongoing investigation as it is available.
The park originally offered a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible, but due to an outpouring of donations, the park is now offering up to $25,000. Any money left over will be used for future wildlife crimes in the park. Park officials euthanized the injured wolf after hikers found it in the park near Gardner. The alpha female of the Canyon Pack was one of the most recognizable and sought-after wolves by park visitors to view and photograph. Anyone with information is asked to contact the National Park Service. Contact information is available on our website, mtpr.org. Search teams have located two girls who were reported missing when they failed to return from a hike about 30 miles southeast of Great Falls. Cascade County Sheriff Bob Edwards says the girls, aged 14 and 16, were dropped off by family yesterday. They were reported missing just before 9 p.m. when they did not return as expected. A Malmstrom Air Force Base helicopter crew located the girls on a ledge this morning, and deputies were being airlifted into the area to help with the rescue. Edwards did not yet know if they were injured or how they ended up on the ledge. Their names have not been released. I'm Rachel Kramer.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. U.S. Congressman-elect Greg Gianforte could appear in court as early as tomorrow to face the misdemeanor assault charge police gave him last Wednesday. Corin Cates Carney reports that Gianforte missed his first opportunity to appear in court last Friday.
Gianforte is required to appear in Gallatin County Court by June 7th at the latest. That court only meets Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Last Wednesday, on the eve of Election Day, a reporter from the Guardian newspaper told police Gianforte, quote, body slammed him, unquote, at a campaign event. Gianforte faces a maximum penalty of $500 and 6 months in jail. But Jordan Gross, a professor at the University of Montana Law School, says generally those maximum penalties aren't applied.
It would be relatively unusual to get any kind of significant jail time or maybe even any jail time for a simple assault or what we call a misdemeanor assault.
Gross says misdemeanor assault is generally a straightforward charge with simple legal proceedings. But complicating this case is the high-profile nature of the defendant, a congressman-elect. If Gianforte pleads guilty, a judge could sentence him the same day. If that happens, Professor Gross says a judge could consider the trust involved in being an elected official in the sentencing decision, as well as the public apology Gianforte made during his victory speech. The judge may also consider the Gianforte campaign's initial statement on the incident, blaming the reporter for the physical altercation. That statement contradicts eyewitness accounts by a Fox News TV crew, published by Fox News. A not guilty plea would extend the judicial process at least 6 to 8 weeks, while another hearing is scheduled, which could result in a jury trial, according to a Gallatin County court official. Longtime Montana political reporter Chuck Johnson says it's unlikely that legal proceedings would prevent Gianforte from serving in the U.S. House.
Well, the ultimate judge of that is the House of Representatives, which of course is controlled by Republicans, so there's no doubt in my mind that they'll allow him to serve, but I'm sure this incident will be part of his reputation in Washington, and he's got a lot to do to overcome that.
If Gianforte does not appear in county justice court Wednesday, he will have three more opportunities to do so over the next week. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
State and federal wildlife officials are investigating the death of a grizzly bear east of Missoula near Bonner. Ryan Mohring is a public affairs specialist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
This is an active, ongoing investigation, and the service will share more information with the public when the circumstances of the case permit.
Mohring says the grizzly was killed in the Johnson Creek drainage by a black bear hunter and was self-reported. Grizzly bears are an endangered species, and hunting them is illegal. It is legal to kill grizzlies in self-defense. The Fish and Wildlife Service's Mohring wouldn't say when more information would be shared. The group that proposed the so-called Quiet Waters Initiative says they plan to try again. Backcountry hunters and anglers proposed the rule in May 2016 to reduce conflicts between motorized and non-motorized users on lakes and rivers. But on Friday, the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission voted down their proposal that would have restricted some use of motorized boats on certain Montana waterways. Jeffrey Lucas with the Montana chapter of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers says the group hopes to meet with both motorized and non-motorized users to build support for a new set of rules.
The idea is to get more buy-in from local user groups rather than have a vast proposal that covers a bunch of the state.
Between November 2016 and February 2017, the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission received more than 1,000 public comments opposed to the original rule and just over 400 comments in support. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.